Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Rel.
And it's Kev.
And we're back again, doing another special in conjunction. I like that word. Mm-hmm. In conjunction, in partnership with Let's Labor. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a part two to our first adversity episode. If you haven't listened to that or saw that, YouTube, check us out on the Let's Labor page. We're going to take a different side of adversity this time. Last time we focused on Kylie Jenner
and
Jay-Z and, you know, the adverse, I guess, hardships of different paths they had to take to get to that $900 million mm-hmm. Net worth. I want to... this is a little difficult for me, but also a little empowering also. So this time, we want to focus on adversity versus excuses. Because I feel like sometimes people use their adversity or their adverse circumstances as an excuse as to why they didn't succeed or why they didn't achieve these things in life. Mm-hmm. For example, this is an easy example, but a lot of times in my life, especially in the field that I work in, I work with all white people. I'm the only black person there. And when I hear people talk sometimes about things that they do with their salary and their money, I mean, like, oh, you're white, you're rich, you came, you know, your family, da-da-da, and that's why you can do that with your money. Versus being like, well, damn, you know, granted, all those things might be true, but there's a lot of things that I do with my money.
Yeah.
Like, that are also why I'm not where I want to be. Mm-hmm. Like, there's I go out and I spend a lot of money when we go out and drink and have fun and do that. I don't even care about the tab half the damn time. I just pay it, you know, I run it up. Things like that where it's like those are definitive, like decisions that I'm making, mm-hmm. you know, without even thinking, that are affecting my financial situation. If you times that, how much money realistically we've probably spent going out over the years that we've known each other.
Oh my God.
That money could have been invested somewhere. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature where, you know, you could have set yourself up, or the time that we spent going out, or in general doing other things that we don't do. Time that could have been invested in a podcast, time mm-hmm. that could have invested in us starting a business or anything of that nature where, you know what, you could be a millionaire by now if you actually, like, you know, took that time and focused on what you wanted to focus on. So I just thought it was, like, really interesting because sometimes I hear people saying things like that, and, like, it's just something that I'm trying to break myself out of the habit of also, like, not using my adversity and like, how I grew up as an excuse. Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's just something that, you know, I'm, like, really trying to focus on more and just want to preach that, you know, sometimes adversity, if you use adversity too much, it's an excuse. For example, another example, we grew up, you know, lower income families, you know, basically in the hood, all that stuff. Right now, I would say we're not, like, stupid far removed from it, mm-hmm. but we're far enough removed from it where it's, like, That's not an excuse anymore.
Yeah.
Like that, where, like, me growing up where I grew up is no longer an excuse now. Now I'm a grown ass man. I have access to resources being education as well, YouTube, all that stuff, to figure out how to do something if I actually want to do something, to figure out how to invest my money wisely. I want to invest my money wisely, to figure out, oh, I should have a budget, I should spend money on this rather than spend money on this. Like, and it all depends on obviously what success is to you. Success for me is I want to, you know, have a certain amount of money in my bank account. I want to be, like, financially secure. And realistically, just to be honest, I'm not taking the appropriate steps that I should have taken all the years before I got here to put myself in the best position possible that I could be in right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because in a lot of times I looked at it as excuses, like, oh, well, I didn't go to the school that you went to. I didn't have SAT prep. All this, you know, excess shit that people bring up into their lives that realistically, depending on how you focus on it and the context that you're using it, it's mostly bullshit to me.
Yeah, like we talked about in the first part of this that we did on Jay-Z and Kylie, mm-hmm. that yeah, the background we come from, you know, being the breadwinner per se, the first person out of your family, you have to help each other, so that slows down your path up the ladder. While all these things may be true, it's also that nagging thought, like, all right, you know, you have friends whose parents still help them and give them money. Mm. You can't control that. Are you maximizing what you're doing in your situation? And to your point, no. Mm-hmm. It's like, just yesterday, actually, I was curious because I'm doing dry January, so I haven't spent any money on alcohol. So I was curious because I paid my credit card bill from the holidays, mm-hmm. which was, you know, pretty out
the
there.
The holidays.
So I'm like, okay. It's like that for the holidays. But how much of this was alcohol? So I just went down my statement and just added up everything and just added out how much I would have been paying versus what I am paying. I was just like, damn. So I already know, to your point, mm-hmm. if I did that through the year, it'd be like embarrassing. Like my eyes might water.
Yeah.
And overall point is, like you said, that money at the worst could just be sitting in my bank account.
Yeah.
And more like optimal though could be invested. And like you started reading more books now on investing, and like I have some stocks and stuff, but it's not serious enough as it could be. So I fully agree.
Yeah.
Like I'm not one that to make excuses. Mm-hmm. Like I take ownership of my actions, but it's also I'm not doing the best of these actions, you know. Yeah. And as I get older, that's something that you definitely do want to do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I fully agree with you.
Yeah, and that's like we're on the regular series of our podcast. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know, not really having New Year's resolutions, but refocusing on things that are important to us. Mm-hmm. And finance is extremely important to me. Personal finance, anyways, is extremely important to me. So it's like, all right, personal finance is extremely important to me. I have access to resources, books, mm-hmm. knowledge, all this stuff. So then why am I not tapping into that? Like, mm-hmm. I say finance is important to me, but then why am I not making my money make money for me?
Yeah.
Why am I, like, relying on someone's paycheck to allow me just to keep the repetitive cycle going? I pay my bills. All right, I got some money left over. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Now I'm going to go out and have fun with that money. All right, cool. I put a little bit in my savings, you know? And just, like, that slow growth rather than let me really figure out how to make compound growth. Let me mm-hmm. figure out how to really make money work for me. Because money is submissive.
Mm-hmm.
Money doesn't, like, have a personality or like its own, a mind of its own.
Yeah.
If you know money, you master money, it's submissive. It'll do whatever you want it to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so like, that's like the realization that I just like personally came to. And it was just like, all right, cool. And just even like looking within my family, like sometimes like my mom will say stuff or like my dad will say stuff and they'll be like, oh, well, it's too late for me to do this. No, it's not.
Not yet.
Yeah. like, no, it's not. Like if you really,
it's also like a cautionary tale too, because you don't want to end up in that position.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, I would like, realistically, I would like to retire by no later than 50.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like my thing. I don't want to retire no later than 50. When I retire at 50, I want to retire like extremely comfortable. I want to move how I want to move. I want to buy what I want to buy without any thought, no cares in the world, within reason. Obviously, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, gonna be out here being like frivolous with shit, but it's just also like, if I truly feel that way in my heart, then why am I not doing everything I can do to get to that point?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the short-term pressures in life.
Yeah.
That we're letting impact our long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of short-term stresses and frustrations, but I think we just got to weed through those and really focus on the long-term picture.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
It's extremely hard.
It's hard.
Because
But it'll build a new resolve that you don't, maybe you've forgotten you have, or
yeah,
you know.
And it's like, we get so used to, like, my parents. I was always taught, you know, put money in your savings account, put money in your savings account, put money in your savings account. Whereas realistically, your savings account's only gonna give you so much of a mm-hmm. return, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, you should have like, you know, 6 months of some of your expenses saved up. But then after that point, everything else you're putting in there is just excess where you could really use that money elsewhere, like mm-hmm. investing and things of that nature, where it's like, but because like I relied so much on the way I was brought up, I have to like unlearn things. I have to unlearn that habit where it's like, yo, okay, yes, my parents taught me that I need to be doing this, but I don't think I should be doing this anymore. Like, I need to unlearn those habits and learn new habits. And that's also me relying on that from, you know, 21 on. Mm-hmm. I can't use that as an excuse for why I'm where I am now. Like, because like realistically, I'm like, yo, well, my parents taught me this. Well, I didn't know any better. That's an excuse. You have
all access
to everything. Yeah. And it's like all the books that I've read now. It sounds crazy, but like I have a library card. I got a library card. I found out, I Googled. I was like, oh, like I realized that you can download the ebooks for free. Just rent them out the same way you would go to the library and get a physical book. So I'm like, this is my tax dollars. Like, I don't have to keep buying books. Why? If I could just go to the library, get the same book, rent it out, and give it back to you. Borrow it, thank you, and give it back in 21 days. So that's what I do. And it's like, this is all stuff that's available to people. Like, go to your local library, get a library card, download an app, log in with your library card. You can rent as many books as you want and read them and learn about anything. If you don't want to read a book, Google it.
Mm-hmm.
I Google some of the answers right in front of you.
Yeah, we got computers in our pockets now.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't think like adverse circumstances. I mean, I'm not gonna say not all, because I know some people who've been through like the ringer, true trauma where it fucks you up mentally, like where mm-hmm. You can't even function in society for the most part. But I'm just more so talking about like economic adverse situation.
Yeah,
like you can
look in the mirror and really ask yourself if you're doing the best that you can.
Exactly, because I know
the card you're playing with. Yeah,
I know for a fact I'm not. Like when, as you said, like I look back and I'm like, damn, I spent how much money on what?
Yeah, and laugh about it.
It's
older we get, though,
and it's like, am I gonna keep repeating this cycle? Yeah. Like that's what it's really about. Am I really gonna just keep repeating mm-hmm. the cycle? It's like, all right, now you're aware of it, you acknowledge it, that mm-hmm. you're doing this. What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, like, you're saying you want all these things for yourself, and you know you're crippling yourself at the same time. So it's like.
Exactly.
You can't just file it under fun and no.
Exactly.
And we're older now.
So. Exactly. I was just talking like like what a guest we just had on, and like he's saying, "Yo, I've known y'all for 10 years." I'm like, "Damn."
10 years, yeah. Yeah, it's like real life responsibilities.
I'm like, yo.
People getting older, people getting married. It's like,
I'm like, yo, damn, I know you for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yo. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, when he said it, yeah.
I remember, like, when I first met you, like, the first day is like, you know what I'm saying? 10 years.
10 years. 10 years. And Ronnie, what, 27? We have, yeah, 10 years. It's crazy. Because when he said it, I'm like, damn. We ain't in our 40s, but it's like, yeah.
That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And you see how fast that time went.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're not, like, planning for the future, or even if you're not, like, not even necessarily just planning for the future, but if you're letting an adverse circumstance that happened to you in the past, like, detrimentally affect your mm-hmm. future, your present and your future, like, then you're using that as an excuse.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, depending on how adverse the circumstance, you know, because there's always exceptions to the rule. If it's, like, really traumatic, I understand. I'm not saying anything like that. But, like, there's only so many excuses that you can give yourself
mm-hmm.
without you just, you know, saying, you know what, fuck it. These are the cards I was dealt. What am I going to do with it? Like, yeah. we're laughing about, you know, Jeff Bezos, having to give his wife $67 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But, my nigga, you worth $137 billion for some shit that you started in your house.
Mm-hmm.
In your house. Like, what? Like, that's, like, the ultimate, like, just commitment and buy-in to yourself. You know, I mean, I'm not saying just, like, start something. If you're passionate about something, like, then sacrifices have to be made. But it's also like, it was just interesting. I don't know where this, like, we were just talking today trying to figure out a topic for adversity, and just came to me. I was like, yo, I'm reading all these books now. And I'm like, yo, all these years before, I had the same access to all this stuff, but I wasn't doing it. But I just kept, like, dreaming and hoping that one day it would happen without actually looking myself in the mirror and realizing that, wow, I want this long-term thing to happen. In the interim, I'm just fucking myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm just, like, fucking myself royally. Like, in the mm-hmm. interim, I'm not doing anything to maximize what I can right now. And that's what it's about. It's about maximizing what you can in the moment. Because all you can do is control what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't maximize what's in your control, then you're not really benefiting yourself.
Yeah, and you're not growing.
Yeah. You have anything else to add?
No. Just that the years have passed. Can't get them back. But I'm glad we're not in our 30s coming to this realization.
Yeah. And,
you know, I like the change in mindset.
Yeah.
So,
2019 real.
I hear you.
Nah, but for real, I just think that it's extremely important for people to not lean on adversity to the point where it's a crutch.
Yeah, be your best self.
Yeah, just be your best self. And
stresses will come. Mm-hmm. Like, life will test you. But
yes.
All these things pass, and yeah. It's an ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is not just one joyride, and it's not just one miserable train wreck. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's all about improvements.
Mm-hmm.
And in this new day and age of technology, we really don't have any excuses to make for ourselves.
No,
like,
we have computers in our pocket.
Yeah,
there's multiple apps.
Everything.
Yeah,
there's something for everything.
Yeah,
like. Yeah, we're gonna end on that note. Yeah. As always, guys, thank you for checking out this podcast. Well, this special episode in conjunction with Labor. We're doing Adversity. This is part two. Make sure you guys go back and check out part one.
Mm-hmm. Check out Labor.
Yeah, check out Let's Labor. Shout out to our partners at Labor. That's appreciate the opportunity to even be able to do this. Until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.